You're listening to a podcast from 702.
Let me welcome on our lines Dr. Zweli Mkhize, ANC Treasurer General. Dr. Mkhize, good to talk to you this morning. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, thank you for your time, Dr. Mkhize. I just want to pick up on the press briefing yesterday between yourself and the National Association of Automobile Manufacturers of South Africa. Firstly, it was billed as urgent. I'm not sure who actually billed it as such, but in the media it was said to be urgent. Is there panic around this concept of radical economic transformation in the business sector in South Africa, would you say?
No, look, I can't deal with the issue of urgent. Except that it was a meeting that was held the day before, and rather than having all the leaks and questions being asked, we needed to just clarify the matter and put it on the table for everyone to know what's happening. Secondly, there is quite a lot of debate around radical economic transformation, and some are raising it as an issue of, an attempt to do something wrong within the economy or within government. What we needed to do is to clarify that this was a genuine decision taken by the ANC arising from the concerns of its constituencies and our people in general, who were arguing that, look, the inequality, poverty and unemployment is still high, and we felt that we needed to do something about the economy. But what becomes important is to explain to those who are involved, particularly those who are in the private sector, to understand where the ANC comes from. So as we move into the policy conference, the issue and the concept of radical economic transformation is given a context so that we can be able to discuss the real issues around it and not get dragged into the controversies.
Yeah. Part of the problem, though, has been the explanation of the phrase itself, because you're getting different people saying different things about it. And I remember the finance minister, Emmanuel Sikigaba, starting off by saying radical economic transformation, but actually he says, no, it's the same thing as inclusive growth. And you had the Reserve Bank responding to that and saying, but everyone across the world calls it inclusive growth. And last night, I mentioned just this a short while ago, that I was at the Shanduka Black Umbrellas Awards, and Cyril Ramaphosa, the deputy president, was there, and he was explaining it. He says, no, it started in government and was moved to the ANC. So you've got to say, but maybe people in the ANC themselves are not clearly telling us what they want to achieve out of this.
Well, I think the issue is that whatever different circumstances are raised around the term, we can all locate it to the discussion which was held at the National Conference in 2012, where in the issue was, over the 20 years or so, we have focused on political emancipation, the constitution that has been put in, the issues of dealing with delivery and elections every 5 years, but the fundamental challenges still remain, and what do we do about them? And that's how the issue ultimately was consolidated into radical economic transformation, basically saying we need economic transformation, we need it accelerated. So in some instances, when we talk about it, we simplify it to refer to inclusive growth, meaning that we want to see growth in this country, but it must begin to include most of those who were marginalized, particularly the black entrepreneurs, the black communities that have not participated meaningfully in the economy. So I think at the end of the day, we need to say broadly, this is the direction we're taking.
The automotive sector that you met with is quite a huge sector in South Africa's manufacturing. It contributes, about 7.5% of our GDP, and it employs some, I think the numbers are about 113,000 people directly. It is really key, but government is providing assistance as well. What are they doing then in order to embrace and give meaning to this concept of radical economic transformation?
The issues that we raised with them related precisely to, what are they doing around transformation. In particular, if you look at the issues of dealerships, you don't have many black owners there, and they've been marginalized. If you look at the issues of the whole procurement space, if you look at their suppliers, and all of these areas were quite important. Then in the process of discussing, it became clear that they've actually understood the need of transformation as something that's important in that industry. And therefore, in terms of the plan that they worked on, they indicated as well that they're working very well with the ministers and government in this matter, and that there is policy certainty for them. So they're planning right up to 2035. And they're looking at growth, of the numbers of vehicles that they'll be manufacturing and exporting, and therefore increasing the foreign exchange revenue from their sales, but also to look at changing within their own structure to increase the dealerships, increase them for the black owners, which we thought was a very positive thing, and to also look at the question of procurement reform, where more blacks must be part of the people who are participating in their procurement processes, as well as their supplier network. So those are issues which are important. But in addition, there's a lot of new technology that's coming in, and they're looking at building black professionals who are going to be participating and being trained and being absorbed into this expanded program that they're working on. And then we raised the question that the part of the exclusion that we are seeing is that lack of access to capital, which makes every entrepreneur unable to move on. Then they said they've actually put a concept of a venture capital that will finance the black industrialists or entrepreneurs or professionals that will participate in this entire thing. And we thought that this was very positive and probably unique in the sense that they were not intimidated by the term, but in fact they felt that they had to embrace the term, and working together with government, they are able to move in that direction. Now for us, it's important that we must discuss these issues now, because the policy conference needs to move beyond just talking. It must also focus on implementation.
And now my last question really relates to the policy conference, because I'm out of time, but I would really like you, in a summary, if you may, to give us an idea of the key policy discussions that relates to the economy. I mean, we're in a recession. You would have heard miners are retrenching. There's just so much bloodbath in terms of jobs in this country. Policy discussions that relate to that, that we can expect over the next, 5 or 6 days?
Well, we're looking at the different sectors of the economy. The first issue we want to see is what is it that we can do to bring about growth in this economy? How do we avoid the recession? How do we get out of the recession, deal with the issues of downgrades? That's in general. And then specifically, we then have to look at what sectors we need to focus on, and what changes do we need to bring about to ensure that we can increase the numbers of jobs and we can increase the patterns of ownership and management in those sectors. So amongst them are like the area of land, which we're going to be discussing quite in detail, not just land as in restitution, but also in real estate, property and all of that, that we need to talk about the inclusion of black people in that area. We're talking about the financial services sector. This afternoon we're having one of the meetings where we're beginning to prepare for an all-round financial services summit, which will have as many of the players as possible to discuss the issues in this particular area. The area of mining has been raised. There are lots of challenges there. This issue we've been dealing with for the past couple of years because of the different issues that are involved in there. Then, of course, we look at the different other sectors with specific proposals on the ocean economy.
Yeah.
We're talking about that. Manufacturing, how do we deal with those issues? We're still back to the issue of industrialization. How do we make sure that there's beneficiation and all of those issues?
All right, Dr. Mkhize, I've got to thank you for your time. ANC Treasurer General talking to us about, of course, what we will be hearing over the next couple of days.